The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 14th of November. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host...
Bird!
What's
going on?
A bit excited there, Bird.
Well, I didn't mean to shout it that loud. I'm very loud today.
You are. You can move back a bit.
I don't really think I'm normally this loud, am I? No. Bird.
Yeah.
There you go. Bird on a bike. Ms on a bike. Yeah.
How it's you lovely doing? To see you. You're looking really good.
Radiant.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're looking radiant.
I've got a bit of makeup on today. Nettie, got a bit of makeup on.
Well,
thought I'd make an effort.
Slap. She's got slap on.
Yeah. Eh?
Because I was coming in.
Well, no other reason, love. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks, yeah.
Do you want to get into it yet?
Yeah, go on.
Do you want to get into it yet?
Yeah, go on, ask me.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
How's your headache?
I've got a headache.
Why have you got a headache, Mr. Andrews?
I'm stressed, aren't I?
Why?
Oh, because people are annoying me.
Please name and shame them straight away,
go on. Yeah. I've had so much trouble from Ashford Council. It's unbelievable. They are the biggest bunch of idiots on the planet. I'm sorry. There's no other way out of this.
It.
I know.
You dropped the bomb.
I know. They're just being a pain, and they just won't look at their own computers. What's the matter with them? I've told them so many times, but they just won't do it anyway. They're annoying me now.
That was really gentle. I thought you were going to go straight into it.
Yeah, no, well, you know, I want to give them a chance. Well, no, I've given them 5 chances already and they still can't do it.
Okay, so what do us normal mere mortals do in these events where you have written, you've said, we've solved the problem, this is the result.
Yeah.
They go, no, we're taking you to court.
Yeah.
You go, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You get it all sorted. You get the evidence.
Yeah.
And then they go, okay, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
And then they still come back to you. What do we do?
It's a process failure. It's a process failure. Their computer system is set up to do it one way, and because the reality of it doesn't fit into how they've organised their computer system, their records never show the right thing. What you should do with a process like that, having discovered that you have a problem, is you should have an exception process, that says, how do I deal with this, which is an exception to our normal system? And therefore, you should have a database that flags up certain things that says these people don't fit into our process in this way. Now, the problem is that their process is designed wrong. That's the problem in the first place. But it's just jobsworthiness. They just keep reading the computer and going, computer say no.
So how are you dealing with the stress of it?
Shouting at them.
Okay, so you believe that you're right.
Oh, I know I'm right. And so do they, eventually. Mm. When they stop sending me automated letters and harassing me, and I actually speak to a human being, they go, oh, yeah, sorry.
I know.
And they've done that 4 times, but the letters still keep coming, and I keep going, you're harassing me. And they go, oh, sorry.
Interesting.
Mm. There you go. So I thought you'd let you know that, but it's giving me a headache.
Okay.
And I'm not happy.
No.
But also...
Yeah.
I was talking to you and some other people a couple of weeks ago about Acuity.
Yes. How did your talk go?
It was okay, I think. There's some funny stuff on Twitter now.
Is there?
Yeah, Amanda started a caption competition with a photograph of me in full flow.
In your swing.
Yeah. Well, so far, the only entry I've seen was from Chris Hyde from Chameleogenics.
He's listening today.
Is he?
Hello, Chris. He always gets very excited about our shows.
He does, yeah. He's lovely. His entry is quite funny.
Mm.
It's a picture of me with my arms out.
Yeah? Yes, that's right.
And he said, oh, damn, I've lost Sooty and Sweep. You've got to see the picture to appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's quite funny.
Yeah.
It could be worse. Yeah. No, I've been talking about Acuity, awareness. Mm. Awareness of what's going on around you. And 2 or 3 people in the last couple of weeks have demonstrated faithfully how not to be aware of what's going on around you by making assumptions. They've immediately made assumptions about me or other people and what we think or feel or what our point of view is. And they've made those assumptions not based on any evidence, but just as a guess, yeah? And that skews the conversation because then the other person has to spend their time trying to explain that they don't think the way that you think they think. And that makes the argument get even... stupider.
So you've been having arguments on Twitter?
No, and they weren't particularly arguments. So I'm just talking to people face to face.
Okay.
In one case, and on Twitter, and two of them were face to face, and one was on Twitter. But But that's not the point. And it's not, funny enough, I didn't disagree with any of them. Any of the people that were talking to me, I didn't have a disagreement with it, what their point of view was.
But they heard the disagreement before it.
But they assumed I was going to disagree before they started. Yeah?
I love that.
And started arguing with me before I'd said anything. And then you have to defend yourself because they've started accusing you of things that, you know.
I always quite like saying to people, you're right.
Yeah.
And it always sends them in a completely different energy. Yeah. So they're like completely stumped. It's like, oh, good God, I'm right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, one of the things I do with children especially is change the argument halfway through.
Mm.
They go, no, I want it. And I go, no, yes, you want it.
Yeah.
And then I go, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So what we got on today? What are we doing?
We've got a lovely little show today because... at last, I've managed to organise the guests properly. So we've got plenty of time to talk to our guests.
That's a bit harsh.
Well done.
Thank you. That's not what you were going to say, though, Nettie.
On air, that's what I'll say. Well
yeah,
done.
But what she was going to say is, hold on a minute, I organise the guests.
I think you're being a bit harsh on yourself. I think the show's great when we come on.
Amazing.
I think it's a great show we put on.
I was early and everything.
She was. Nettie was early
Neil,
today.
No, this is unusual. Yeah. Never. It's unheard of.
Yeah.
We loved it. Yeah. I like it. We like you being here, Nettie.
Do you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We do.
You're asking me you to even get missed... louder?
Yes,
do you
please.
Know what? I'd like you to be in the pre-show show. Then I know we've arrived when we get Nettie in the pre-show show.
No, exactly. No, exactly.
I know. My guests are regularly in it, Neil.
They are. Yeah. Thank the Lord.
I know. Someone rocks up.
Do you know what I think it is, Neil? I could get in trouble here. I think what it is Nettie sits outside, waits for the pre-show show so she can see the guests to make sure it's the right guest. Then she pops up and says hello.
I think you might be right.
That could be it, couldn't it?
That could be it.
Yeah. Anyway, Nettie brought our lovely guest, Neil Page, from Horizon Vehicle Licensing along today. And Nettie always brings us great, interesting guests, and we really like her for that.
I'm building you up, Neil.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
Okay. It's great.
But the nice thing is we don't have an overcrowded studio. That's the thing.
Can I just say thank you? Mm. Have you noticed how many layers I've got on? I've got about 4 layers on. I've got boots on, everything, thinking I'm coming into the Arctic.
I know.
And he hasn't put on the aircon.
I know. I've turned the aircon off.
It was so cold in here this morning, even I turned the aircon off for a little
while.
God. Yeah. But remind me, I've got to put it back on, otherwise I'll get all right telling off.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah, cool. So anyway, we've got a lovely little show. We're going to talk to our first guest in the first part of the show. On the phone, we're being joined by Robert Clay of Marketing Wisdom. Robert is also the keynote speaker at the upcoming Grow Kent conference on the 30th of November at the Ashford International Hotel. So that's going to be interesting. And then we're going to talk to Neil in the second part of the show.
Well, I want to talk a bit about social media.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, for the last 2 weeks, I have been off the airwaves and it's caused a bit of a storm. Mm. It's surprising. So I came off Instagram, I came off Twitter, I came off Facebook, and everybody went, are you having a detox? Two things, and this is what I truly believe, and you laughed when I come in ranting, didn't you?
Yeah.
The first thing was that it was really lovely to get messages from people going, are you okay? Have you fallen off the... Is life okay? Oh, my God, we're really worried about you. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I came off because of my writing my book. And we were saying, I didn't miss it, but it wasn't a distraction to go, oh, my God, what's missing? And the next thing was, I don't need a detox from it. It's part of my business. Mm. It's like my accounts. I don't go, do you know what, Nettie? I'm going to have a detox from my accounts today.
Don't do them.
I don't want to know my P&L.
Don't do them.
Who
doesn't
needs
matter.
To know them?
Doesn't matter.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. And that's what I look at social media. I don't think you need time away from it. It's part of your business.
Yeah.
That's my rant, Mr. Andrews.
I think that's actually intelligent rant.
Do you think?
No, I do. I'm not being sarcastic or rude. I think that's really key.
We all step back in amazement.
What, that I agree?
Or that I'm intelligent?
What it is? No, I think it's part of our day. We all do it. We all look at LinkedIn. We look at Twitter. We look at different things throughout the day. We don't set aside time to do it. We just do it.
I can't set aside time. It's constant. It's continual. I don't go, do you know what? And I do. I think people go, oh, it's a real distraction. It's only a distraction if you don't look at it as part of your business. It is part of my business doing a Facebook Live. And we were saying, people aren't actually going, I can't speak to you, Sarah. They don't want to speak to me. They want me to speak to them. They want me to engage with them, and it's part of their day. So that's the reason why, because my new book's out very soon. I'm so excited about it, Nettie. It's crazy.
That was the longest winded plug for a new book that I've heard in a long time.
Do tell us about the book.
It's about the woman scorned.
I know.
I am so excited. Shall I help you pack?
I know.
You wait until you read one of the chapters. I can't say it on air, can I?
She can't.
It's she how do you spell can't. Philanderer, and then I can't spell the next word.
Enough of that. I
know.
I think.
It's great. I'm so excited.
I am looking forward to reading this. I really am. Cool. Hey, listen, anyway, look, we want to hear from you, all the businesses out there in business land. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or, in fact, the best way to get hold of us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BeBunker. We have already had in excess of 1 trillion tweets.
That's down this week.
Yeah,
what's
well, I've just given up counting them, to be honest.
Air.
Yeah,
pardon?
You went off air.
Yeah, that's what it was. Exactly, yeah. I've had a tweet from Denise Wilton. She said, could I have a Business Bunker shout-out for the Kent Creative Awards, please? They're looking for partners to sponsor various categories. And you can find out more details by following Kent Creative Art on the Twitter. Thank you. That's okay, Denise. And I know Denise is actually one of the sponsoring partners of this year's Kent Creative Awards. And it's a fantastic event. I've been involved in it in one way or another in the last couple of years. I'm not so involved in it this year. I say got proper people now. But I was a judge last year, and I was at the awards, and it was a really, really fantastic evening.
Are you a creative person?
In some respects, yeah.
Are you arty?
I'm not arty.
Do you sew?
I sew buttons and school labels on.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't. I still can't do it.
Oh, I spent my life sewing. I spent my life sewing name tags in kids' clothes.
I'm a hell of a cook, but yeah. I can't sew.
Yeah. No, I did that. No, I'm my creativity is more your storytelling.
Yes, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'm writing.
So, yeah, I'm creative, or as my ex-wife would say, a damn liar.
Ooh.
Did she help you pack?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. I thought I'd drop that in there. Yeah. No, I'm more your
build
verbal.
Build yourself up, Paul.
I'm more your verbal. Yeah. Do give Kent Creative Art a follow on the Twitter and get involved with Kent Creative Awards.
Mum's work. I love them. So, hey, Vanilla Web and Burden and Bike will be listening today. Give us a shout out. And that's hashtag Mum's Work. So that's www. That means?
Web.
Mumswork.co.uk.
Fantastic. Tracy Ferguson has given us a really nice tweet.
She loves
said,
us.
Thank you, Paul and Jules, because Jules was co-hosting on last week's Business Bunker, for helping to show the great work organisations such as Apprentice Trust and others do in Kent, supporting young people to reach their potential. And we would like a shout out, please, for volunteers and mentors who give their time, energy and experience. So thank you, Tracy, for that. And if you'd like to volunteer to help the Prince's Trust, do get in touch. She can get in touch with Tracy. I'm sure she won't mind. And her Twitter handle is Tazzy, T-A-Z-I-64. Tazzy64.
Well, here we go. We've got Christmas coming. Did you know it's coming?
No,
sorry,
really?
It's ridiculous. Did you see this weekend? All the adverts are coming out on, my days. Aldi with the carrots and the pea on it.
Yeah. Very sweet.
Genius. Yep. Genius. The Monster one that's John Fenwick. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
We sat there like
And did
a
you
gog.
Notice the biggie? Asda. And whose theme tune have they stolen? Whose theme tune have they stolen?
I've not seen it.
Yours.
Yours, Paul.
Yours.
Yes.
Oh.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Huh?
Sing it to us.
No, you've just heard it. Well, if you were here on time, you would have heard it.
She was here on time.
Oh, she was actually.
She was here on time.
No, but she nipped to the loo.
Anyway.
I get bullied and it's anti-bullying.
Anyway, Jane Mucklow, love you, Jane, supports small, local, creative, independent businesses this Christmas. This Christmas, she has got, it's www, that is...
Web.
Justacard.org. Cool. I love it.
Do you know what? We're going to play some tunage now and get our first guest on the phone. Let's have some tunage. You've done it all.
What a ball. nothing left. All gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. No more, you've taken everything from my belief in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Away, away. And don't say, maybe you'll try. To come up and see me, to make me smile. Do what you want, just run away
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com. Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Channel 2 Talk Radio.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Kent Business Radio, Biz Radio, Channel Radio 2, www.bernabike.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 14th of November, with me, Paul Andrews, and...
me, Bird on a Bike.
And hopefully we're joined on the phone now by our first guest, Mr. Robert Clay. Hello, Robert, are you there?
Hi, Paul, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you. That's really brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's lovely to hear from you. Robert's from Marketing Wisdom. Robert, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about you and your organisation first, and then we'll dive into what you're going to be talking about at Grow Kent.
Okay, yeah, with pleasure. I guess these days I'm best known as a business transformer. My expertise is really helping people in business to turn their good business into a great business, and when they have a great business, to turn it into one of the leaders in its niche.
Okay.
And that knowledge and expertise has been built up over many years of growing my own businesses since age 19.
Wow.
And I built two businesses that grew globally. I eventually sold them to a division of AstraZeneca.
Wow.
After helping them to take that division to number one in the world in its field, I then embarked on 21 years of research into the best ways of accelerating the growth of entrepreneurial businesses.
Wow.
And so that's what I've been doing, and I've been sharing that knowledge with select groups of entrepreneurs who I've been mentoring by invitation only.
Cool. So that sounds like it's been keeping you busy for a long time doing that.
It has been keeping me busy, and it's very busy now.
Absolutely. So you're going to be sharing some of your wisdom with us at the Grow Kent conference that we've got coming up here in Ashford on the 30th of November. Can you give us kind of thoughts and feelings about the kind of stuff that you're going to be sharing with us, Robert?
Well, one of the things I've discovered is that people go out there to try to get information that's going to help them grow their business. But what they end up with is a fragment that is disconnected from the entire picture. And most people do not know the entire picture. Most people have not built the foundations that are necessary to seriously grow and sustain the business. And they are very reactive.
Yeah.
And so one of my things that over the years has been really to try to show people the whole picture so they can make informed decisions. And when you've got the whole picture, you can then start to very successfully build the foundations of a business that actually will sustain growth over the long term. So I'm going to be talking about a few of the things that every business should do, but you're lucky if one in 100 or even one in 1,000 businesses has actually done them. And they're very simple, and they're very obvious, and they're common sense.
Right.
As soon as you hear about them. But most people haven't done them.
Okay. Yeah, no, absolutely. Funny enough, I've been doing a series of talks just recently here and there, and my thing's been on acuity, i.e. awareness of what's going on around you. And it's kind of what you're saying, really, isn't it? You know, so,
well, it's definitely part of the picture.
Yeah. It's being aware of what's going on around. So give us a feel for the kind of things that businesses should be doing. Give us a kind of teaser.
There's a bunch of things, but let me just give you some thoughts. Now, number one is you need to understand why you are in business. You know, it's not just making money. You ask a lot of people in business why they're in business, and they say it's to make money. And actually, if you came towards me and your only aim was to take money off me, I would run the other way as fast as I could. There has to be something beyond that. And ideally, there has to be some way that you actually improve the world. And you've got to understand what that is. And so many people only ever paid lip service to it, in all honesty. And what happens is when you get this right, just taking on this one thing, you know, the sort of some of the stats from this is that organizations driven by purpose and values outperform the general market 15-1, and they outperform other companies that compared with 6-1. There's a lot of research on this. It's Harvard Business School. It's many, many different things. Procter & Gamble did some very interesting research on it. So you've got to be very clear on that. You've got to identify as another thing, what are you uniquely good at? What is your unique advantage? And I meet a lot of businesses that cannot answer the question, why should I buy from you instead of your competitors? They get tongue-tied when you ask them. And yet it is the question you have to answer, and you have to differentiate yourself.
Sure.
And you have to set yourself apart.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning, that's just two small things. And you know, so I'll be talking about that. Let me talk about how you set your business apart, because there are certain things you must do to set your business apart. And again, most people just don't get it. And I have people come to me and say, yeah, we've done all that. We spent 15 grand doing this, and we came up with this, and it's never going to work because they don't understand the basics, or they've been very badly advised. So, you know, it's actually some simple, obvious, common sense things once you know them, but you need to understand the whole perspective.
Absolutely. And it's not just knowing them, is it? It's actually doing them. That's the key thing.
Yeah, well, actually, you do get people who will say, yeah, I know about that. But if you looked for evidence that they'd actually done it, you wouldn't find any. So it's no good knowing it unless you actually put it into practice. And there's nothing like putting it into practice to actually really understand something. It's very easy in today's world where you can consume any type of information. You know, any kind of information is very accessible and you consume it very easily to think you've got it in your head. But if you haven't done it, it's not going to do you any good.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. We're looking forward to hearing more from you. As it happens, I'm chairing the day there as well. So I'm looking forward to meeting you for the first time at the event and looking forward to hearing you speak. What time are you on, Robert? Do you know?
To be honest, it's not in my head right now. Sure. I think it is in the afternoon. I kind of, you know, if I need to know that information the day before. So it's not in my head right this moment.
Yeah, no, don't worry. No, people can find out anyway. We have a full listing on the website for the radio show, so they can find out what time you're on and what your workshop is on and all the rest of it. And we're really looking forward to hearing that when you join us down here in Kent on the 30th of November at the Ashford International Hotel. Robert, if people want to find out more about you and your organisation, Marketing Wisdom, how can they do that? What's the best way to find out more about you?
They can check me out on LinkedIn. They can go to marketingwisdom.com, although that will have been completely changed by the time I see you all in Kent. We're just with the finishing touches to completely revamp site, but by all means, look on there. And that's probably the quickest, easiest way. You can look for me on Twitter, marketingwisdom. Those are some of the quick ways of finding a little bit about me.
Fantastic. I am impressed with your Twitter following. You have got quite a substantial Twitter following, haven't you?
Yes, and people ask me how that happened. In all honesty, I haven't paid it an awful lot of attention for a while, but I do have over 90,000 followers on Twitter, and mostly they have come because of some of the information I've been sharing.
Right.
But that is nothing to what we have planned in the very near future. So a lot of that should be in place by the time we see you in Ashford at the end of the month.
Fantastic. We're looking forward to that. Thank you so much for joining us today on the phone. It's been a pleasure to hear from you, Robert, and we look forward to seeing you on the 30th November at Grow Kent.
I look forward to that. I think it's going to be a fantastic day, and I shall be all ears for some of the other presenters, some of whom I know as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Robert, and we'll meet you on the 30th of November. Take care. Have a good day.
Look forward to that. Look forward to see you then.
Cheers now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Robert Clay there of Marketing Wisdom, and he's going to be at Grow Kent at the Ashford International Hotel on the 30th of November. So do come along to that. You can, if you go to the Kent Business Radio website and click on Business Events, you can find out details about the event. When Robert's speaking, you can book your place on that event and find out all about it. So do that. Ah, Bird.
Hello.
All right. What you got?
Business coffee hour.
Go for it.
So Tuesday, the 21st of November, the Stour Centre, Station Approach, Ashford. That's 10:30 till 12. Members are £5 plus VAT. Non-members are £6. Muesli Mafia, I still love this. Muesli Mafia breakfast, Maidstone Friday the 24th, or Ashford the Wednesday the 6th of December. That's when you can start saying it. You know it's coming. And that's kentinvictachamber.co.uk. Go and check them out.
I haven't done my rubbishy joke on that for ages, have I?
What music? No.
With the Music Mafia.
No, tell us. Go on.
There's also a group called Ladies What Latte.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to introduce them so they could have a full breakfast. You sniggered. You did snigger. To be fair, you sniggered.
I really try hard not to laugh because I think it's very funny. But then it wouldn't be a full breakfast because that would be sausages. And I don't like sausages.
You don't like sausages?
Oh, no, they make me urge.
They make you what?
Urge.
Urge. Is that some kind of West Country term?
Word.
Is that,
you know, like urge.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like them. I don't know what it is.
Right.
And yet I've got a client and he says, but you want to get some really good quality ones. I said, I can't. I just don't like them. Why are you grinning? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm still, Because I've got the urge.
It's really
another
important.
Vocabulary down there, isn't it? Are you doing your book in English as well?
I am. Yeah. I can't write. I can't tell you.
She's doing it in pirate and English. Yeah.
I can speak Cornish. Yeah. Look at this. I'm taking layers off. This is unheard of, isn't it?
Well, real Cornish, like Cornell.
Yeah. Like, I can speak 1 to 10 in Cornish.
Can you? Go on then.
Undo tre ped pimp wedd seth ethno dec.
She made that up.
Absolutely, yeah.
I didn't, Nettie. I'm an educated woman, you know.
I know.
Mind you.
We wouldn't know if it was right or wrong.
No, I would, because I speak Cornish too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, my
of course he does. He blooming studies everything, doesn't he? We're like bookworms, aren't we? Yeah. But hey, can we just talk about a book? I'm really looking. Keep talking. I need to go and grab it from about.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to read a tweet while you're doing that. It's from Athelbrey. And they say, Business Bunker, thanks, Paul and team. We're doing our reverse advent calendar again this year. In place of corporate Xmas cards, local community food store will receive non-perishable items instead. Also, local animal shelter version at request of Office Junior, Jaffa the Labrador. And there's a picture of Jaffa the Labrador on Twitter. So, listen, to find out about that, follow Athelbrey on the Twitter, and that's their Twitter handle is ATHELBRAELTD, Athelbrey Limited. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Hey, what do you think of this new 280 characters on Twitter?
I don't know. I've been on it for weeks.
I've been writing a book on there.
Have you?
Yeah.
I wonder why they changed it to 280, because they were expecting...
I know.
What? You don't know what I'm going to say.
I'm sorry.
What I was going to say was, is they were thinking of changing it to 10,000 characters and everybody was waiting for you to be able to blog on Twitter, and that's not happened. So it's only 280.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, I know why.
Go on then.
Because Bruce Daisley from Twitter was on one of our shows a couple of weeks ago.
Go on then.
And he was saying that what they found was the amount of abandoned tweets was huge. Yeah, so people would run out of space and then give up and abandon the tweet. And they see all of the abandoned tweets, and it was causing them grief. The amount of tweets was taking up so much storage space and processing time and all the rest of it that they decided to investigate. And in Japan and Korea, they don't have anything like the amount of abandoned tweets as they do in the West. And what they realised was that in pictogram-based alphabets like Japanese and Korean, it actually worked out to around 280 characters in the same space. So they figured that if you could express yourself in 280 characters, you wouldn't abandon so many tweets. So that's why they did it.
Do you believe that to be true?
I've no idea. I've no idea why it shouldn't be.
Do you know what? Someone once said, I believe it was Paul Andrews, if you say something in a convincing way, everyone will believe you.
I think I probably did say that. But it is what he said. There is evidence. You can go back and listen to him again.
I truly believe that that's what he believes, but I don't know if I believe him.
Okay.
And whether that is actually going to be effective and efficient in communication, because that's exactly what this is.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done with a 280 character limit now, is I've started to use punctuation again, because that was the first thing that went in 140.
Well, you know, I've got my little style where I go dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
I can do that now.
Exactly.
And it's a real style of mine.
Yeah. So I can express myself. I don't put many more words in, but I punctuate it properly and I use proper words rather than concatenated text speak.
It might even make sense now.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, this book, anyway, is by Eleanor Roosevelt, called You Learn by Living. Really, really interesting. We were talking about how many chapters I've written so far, and I said, well, I always write 11 chapters. And blow me down, Nettie, she writes 11 keys. Oh. And this is really interesting, this number 11. So if there's any numerology people out there, I know that you're going to go, oh, my God, she's talking about the master number. Really interesting book. And the reason I'm talking about it is because Joe Biden, Vice President, he's just done a big release. He's got a new book out. Very interesting. You can learn so much from these people. I know that they're big politicians and you probably go, oh, we've got nothing connect. Actually, do you know what? They're talking so about humanity and about feelings and about actually life. And I think it's really important. There you go. I'm ranting, aren't I?
Thank you.
Was that a good little rant?
That was quite profound.
Was it? Yeah. It's really interesting. And people get really shocked at me and they'll go, how do you know about this stuff? And I research and I read it. And that's what I want to say is keep reading, keep researching these things, keep looking at these people you think, I don't like them. And actually you find out something completely new about them. What?
No, I couldn't agree with you more. The amount of people that never research anything does my head in. Mm-hmm. You go, did you not think of Googling that?
Mm.
And they go, oh, no. Well, I think if you find you Google it, you're talking nonsense.
I mean, it's like Joe Biden. Did you know that his first wife died with his daughter in a car crash and the two boys? I mean, it's just the suffering that man's had. Mm. It's just unbelievable. And when he comes with that essence of life and of love, wow. Mm. And he's over 70. I love it. He's going to run for president. Why? I never wasn't going to say anything. He's running. They reckon he's going to run for president next time.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Thank you for that.
Pleasure. I'm full of it today, aren't I?
Hope from Plymouth.
It's National Renting Day. I've had a tweet from the Stove Hub. It says, "Hi, Vanilla Web Business Bunker. Table for two, six-course taster menu, paired drinks. Denise Wilton festive decorations. No fixed abode pop-up. Will Devlin pop-up 25th of November at our showroom. It's a pop-up restaurant at the Stove Hub showroom in Rochester High Street on the 25th of November. And the website, if you want to book, is nofixedabodepopups.com/bookings. And I just want to say a big thank you to Jo at the Stove Hub. She has sourced a gas fire for my mum, and she did a fabulous job, and her team, Nigel, and the team at Stove Hub have done a fabulous job to try and accommodate what my mum wants. And I want to say a big thank you for them, and we're looking forward to them putting it in. Thank you very much. What you got?
I've got community payback worker support. Kenwood Development. Over the past couple of weeks, community payback workers from Kent, Surrey and Sussex Community Rehabilitation Company, KSSCRC, service have played a vital role within Kenwood Trust by transforming the Woodland Walk. I love things like this. So if you would like to come and see their Woodland Walk and admire the work done by the community payback workers, please visit Kenwood Trust, and that's in Yalding, and that will be on their website, which is www.kenwoodtrust.org.uk. There is a telephone number, but I don't want to do that.
No, that's fine. Kenwood House is a lovely place.
It's
absolutely gorgeous. Amanda and I and Lucy, we went to the fireworks there last Thursday as well.
Really?
Really good. Yeah.
Do you know what? I didn't go to any fireworks, and I love sparklers.
Do you?
I love them.
Do you? Just sparklers.
Yeah.
You don't like a good banger.
And you've got to make the noise, haven't you?
Have you?
I can't do it on air, can I? Oh, a gog.
Oh, that one.
You're a gog.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
that
I love
noise.
Him.
All right.
I love him.
Good. Thank you for that. I've had a sweet.
You know, bangers is another word for sausages.
I know.
See, this isn't thrown together, is it? There's a link all the way down
all the
this.
Way through it.
We practice this now. This hours this, off air we do this.
This 2 hours is just magnificently scripted to slot seamlessly together.
Seamlessly.
This relationship we built, it just for years this has taken us, hasn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And then you missed it.
I still didn't get it until she just pointed out. Yeah. Was that what you meant?
Yeah.
I thought I'd help you out. I can see. Straight over the top.
Anthony Jones, AJ Photo Info on the Twitter. Can we please have a Business Bunker shout out for the creative, artisan, artist and craft Kent businesses taking part in the hashtag Bluetown Craft Fair on Sunday the 19th of November in Sheerness? Of course you can, Anthony. Do check that out. It's the Craft Fair, Sunday the 19th of November in Sheerness. It's Antiques Fair, Collectible and Craft Market at Historic Blue Town, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday the 19th of November.
I was just going to say that one, you know.
Were you?
Yeah.
We'll say the next one then.
Okay. Time for a shout out, please. This is at RSE Group Agency, Total Talent Management Company, based in South Ex, Kent. South Ex? South?
Cross?
Kent border. Don't know.
Oh, sorry. Is that
Surrey Kent border? Do you think that might be?
No, sorry, who is it again?
This is Mandy Brooke.
Oh, right, from Resource.
Yes.
Resources South
Sussex, Kent.
Sussex.
Ah, Sussex, Mandy.
Right, now
Sussex, Kent border.
I'll do it.
I'm not from these parts.
No, I'll do it, Mandy. I'll do it in English. Don't worry.
Do it.
That's Recruitment Southeast is the name of their company, and they're a fantastic talent management company. And they're based down on the Kent Sussex border near me. So basically, they're based just over the border in East Sussex from me in Tenterton. But they cover the whole of the southeast of England. And Mandy and her team are absolutely brilliant.
Can they have a shout out, please?
Yeah, they've been shouted out.
Beautiful.
Nice one. Cool. Design Point have sent a shout out request. Hi, Paul. A big Tuesday shout out for Design Point, please. Contact Steve at des_point, that's our Twitter handle, offering affordable graphic design solutions to Kent and beyond. Please keep up the good work on the Business Bunker Show. Thank you very much.
Love it. Okay, test out new digital hub. British Business Bank, BBB, is running a survey to find small business owners to test out the development of new digital hub for scale-up companies. The hub will provide information to help SMEs choose the finance options best suited to them. The survey takes around 3 minutes to complete. Visit the website. So that is www.surveymonkey.co.uk. Go and check it out.
Fantastic. Thank you. I had a tweet from the guys over in Fruitworks. We're all listening into the Business Bunker Show.
Are they? Yeah. How exciting.
Get on with some work.
Do we know them?
Yeah. Well, they work for me. Why are they listening to this rubbish when they should be working? Well, get on to work.
They hear you every week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love this. Now, I haven't heard from this for ages. You used to talk about this all the time. Curry and beer.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I haven't heard from them for ages. Mm. So this is curry and beer. Kusturi, is it? Kusturi restaurant?
Yeah, yeah.
In Hayes, 23rd of November. We're pleased to inform you that the next curry and beer evening will be on the 23rd of November, and that's at 6:30 in the evening at Kusturi Restaurant, and that's in Bromley. A relaxed, informal way of networking for a reasonable cost of £22.50, entitling you to a free drink, starter, a main of your choice, breads and rice. So to book your place, please click on the link. You can't do that, can you? Because you're on the radio.
Absolutely.
Here's the number. 01689 768273.
Fantastic. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Yes.
Channel Radio News Update. We're going to do the Federation of Small Business News Roundup. And we've got quite a lot of news this week. I'm going to start off by running through some of the events that they've got coming up over the next couple of weeks. I'm going to give you some basic details. If you want to find out the full details or book your place on any of these, then the easiest way to do it is to go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, click on the FSB tab and then events, and they will all be listed there. Coming up on the 15th of November, that's manana, tomorrow, Wednesday, FSB Connect Festive Tenterton Networking. It's a change of venue. It's now going to be at the Biddenden Vineyard in Gribble Beach Lane, which is lovely. So that's at the Biddenden Vineyard tomorrow evening, 5:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. I will be there. You better be there too, because I'm looking forward to seeing you. So I'll see you there. And then on Thursday in Maidstone is Connect Networking, Thursday the 16th from 5:30 in the evening at the Metro Bank store in Week Street, Maidstone. And the guest speaker is Joanne Fraze of Harlequins CDIS. And she's going to be talking about GDPR for dummies. So do get along to that. Really interesting. General Data Protection Register, the new regulations. It affects everybody. Yes, even you. It affects everybody. So do find out about it before you are caught out. Because it's not just aimed at outbound stuff. It's aimed about how you organise data internally as well. And if you employ anybody, it's aimed at how you treat employees. There's some interesting stuff as well. Because there are changes that are the other way around to the way you think about it. Once upon a time, there were lots of restrictions about whether you could ask permission of your staff to record them or film them or photograph them. Mm. And now you don't have to. You are allowed to do it.
Wow.
Yeah. So you need to find out about it. Yeah. There's an FSB Connect Women in Business brunch on Tuesday, November the 28th at 10:30 a.m. until 12. And that's at the gorgeous Western Hanger Castle, Stone Street, Western Hanger. And then there's Women in Business Dartford on Tuesday, December the 5th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's at the Base Point Business Centre in Dartford. That's DA15FS, Victoria Road, Dartford. So do check those out. As I say, you can check them out on the Kent Business Radio website.
Millions face a £150 tax sting. The government has announced there will be a delay to the abolition of Class 2 national insurance contributions to April 2019. The hold-up means more than 4 million hard-working self-employed will not benefit from an unexpected tax cut of nearly £150. Mike Cherry said the delay was regrettable and costly, but welcomed the firm commitment to deliver a simplified service in 2019.
The trade bill can create new opportunities for small businesses with new and ambitious global trade deals that benefit smaller businesses. Will in due course be one of the major Brexit opportunities, said Mike Cherry, following the publication of the government's trade and customs bill this week. He added, it's now critical that businesses are given a firm commitment to a time-limited transition period post-Brexit. September's UK trade statistics were also released this week, showing the total trade deficit widened by $3 billion to $9.5 billion, although the gap has narrowed since the previous month.
Broadband compensation scheme. Ofcom have announced plans for people to be automatically compensated by broadband and landline providers for slow repairs, missed appointments and delayed installations. Ofcom says that as a result, BT, Sky, TalkTalk, Virgin Media and Zen Internet have agreed to introduce the compensation system.
About time too. VAT review must put simplification front and centre following the publication of the Office of Tax Simplifications. That's an oxymoron if there ever was one, wasn't it? The Office of Tax Simplifications.
It'd be so complicated, they
wouldn't
understand it.
Yeah. VAT, Roots to Simplification Report.
Friendly fires.
Yeah, yeah. Review of the vastly complex VAT system is long overdue. Small business owners spend a huge number of hours a year complying with their VAT obligations, hours that should be spent running their firms. Absolutely.
Innovate UK announces new loans. Small businesses working on infrastructure systems projects can now apply for a share of a $10 million in an innovative UK pilot loans competition. The competition aims to help businesses overcome barriers to scaling up innovation in infrastructure systems. Now, this deadline is the 10th of January 2018. You need to get on it now.
Absolutely. It's been revealed the staggering contribution of small businesses to the UK economy. New figures from the Office for National Statistics showed that the contribution of non-financial businesses to the UK economy grew to £1.2 trillion. I'll tell you that again, £1.2 trillion in the year to 2016, with the majority, 99.6% of firms are small businesses. I'll tell you that statistic again. Of the 5.6 million businesses in the United Kingdom, 99.6% of them are small. Yeah. National Chairman Mike Cherry said the figures serve as a timely reminder that the success of the UK economy depends on small businesses. Absolutely.
You know what I'm going to rant about now, don't you?
Go on then.
What am I always ranting about on here? Parking. Council parking regime stifles small business community. Local authorities could do more to boost growth by taking a more generous approach to parking around local high streets. Reacting to new figures from the RAC Foundation that show 8 million local authority parking penalties are issued annually across England and Wales, Mike Cherry said introducing schemes like short stay free parking can prove a shot in the arm for town councils.
Absolutely. Get ready for Small Business Saturday bus tour. The Small Business Saturday has announced plans for this year's bus tour. It started off on the 23rd of October in Dundee, and the bus will travel to 29 different towns and cities. Launching during the tour is a new mentoring program, as well as the Small Business Saturday Blue Sofa, where interviews and Q&A sessions will be streamed via Facebook Live. For dates and locations of when the tour hits your town, go to smallbusinesssaturdayuk.com.
Have you taken steps to protect your intellectual property? FSB is hosting a roundtable with a Chartered Institute of Patent Attorneys on how small businesses can maximise their intellectual property. This is massive. This is one of the biggest things now is what intellectual property do you have? So really get along to this. The roundtable will take place on the Tuesday, the 21st of November in London. If you would like to attend, email Public Affairs Advisor Jessica Smith.
Fantastic.
Chancellor must end ERA, Paul. You ready for this?
Yeah,
Chancellor must end business rates, chaos at budget. Philip Hammond.
It's good when you got them on your side, isn't it?
I can't even know. Did you see you're going to get me going again now?
It's an omni shambles. The business rates are an omni shambles. It's a complete and utter muck up.
Shall carry on.
Yeah, go on.
So bring business rates bill increases under control and commit to more frequent rates. Revaluations at the autumn budget, Paul. You've got to wait till then, love.
Yeah, no. And when you've paid it, stop hassling me for the payment, yeah?
The Chancellor must commit to more frequent business rates revaluations to allow firms to benefit from fluctuations in the property market. Mm. Do you claim R&D tax credits?
Oh, that's I have actually.
HMRC are currently developing a digital form for small businesses to make their R&D tax credits claims. They are looking for small businesses that have made R&D claims in the past. And would be prepared to spend an hour or two trailing the new form. So you need to go and speak to email public affairs again, advisor Jessica Smith. She's going to be busy, isn't she?
Yeah.
I did
an R&D tax claim.
With Rift.
With Rift. They did it for me.
I know.
It was really good.
Excellent.
I got loads of money.
Was it really, really, really good?
No, it was really, 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 really good.
Well, I've still got more here to show.
Go for it.
£10 million fund to support adults to upskill and reskill. A £10 million flexible working fund is available for businesses to work with colleges and independent training providers to design, develop and test innovative ways of delivering technical and basic skills to adults and break down the barriers to upskilling. The fund is open for project proposals until January the 31st, 2018. The more information, go to their website, which is www.worldwideweb.gov.uk. This is a long one. So the search is on for South East's most outstanding small business. That me.
Yeah, you can go
into this.
You can go in for that.
I'm not a small business, I'm global.
Because you're global.
I'm global now.
She's a global multinational.
Global.
Yeah. So she speaks pirate and English. That makes her
mainly pirate.
Yeah, mainly pirate. But
the FSP is celebrating Small Business Awards 2018 and now open 11th of September for entries. Small businesses in the southeast of England have until January the 20, 2018 to enter for free. The awards will celebrate the best of areas. That's 392,085 small businesses and their vast contribution to both the regional and national economies. Now, here you go. Listen up. The 12 FSB Celebrating Small Business Awards categories are, I feel like I'm in the Oscars now.
Yeah. Open that envelope, Bert.
Business Exporter of the Year. Ethical Green Business of the Year, Business and Product Innovation Award, Digital Business of the Year, Micro Business of the Year, Startup of the Year, Scale Up of the Year, Family Business of the Year, Young Entrepreneur of the Year, Employer of the Year, the Triumph Over Adversity Award and the Community Award, and that's area level only. So where do they go, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where do they go?
Go on, I don't know. World Wide Web?
Yep. fsbawards.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you. Are you going for it?
No.
Why?
I've done my awards thing at the minute. You know when you've like
you're
done...
You're all won out, aren't you? Because you won a lot of awards, didn't you?
No. But anyway.
Yeah, you did. I was there. I saw you.
Yeah.
I saw you collecting them.
Thanks.
It was me heckling in the audience.
Thanks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
So that brings us to the end of our FSB news update for another week. We've still got tweets coming in. We've still got emails to read. We've still got another guest to talk to. We've still got lots going on. We're approaching the halfway point of the show when we're going to be joining James in the newsroom. But at the moment, I've got a couple more tweets. The Business Diaries have tweeted, Vanillaware Bird on a Bike, they say. Hello, lovely people. Can we have a shout-out, please, for our December the 7th storytelling? And our first storyteller up is Annabelle Webster, a South East Timber and Dam. So I'm really looking forward to that. She tells a good story, does Annabelle?
You've got to tell a good story, haven't
she
you?
She tells a good story, she does.
Does she?
Yeah, I love the Business Diaries. It's my favourite networking at the moment.
I've still never been.
Have you not? It's
not.
Brilliant. It's really brilliant. It's really good. It's at the Medway Innovation Centre on the 7th of December. I think it's 6:30 in the evening. It starts maybe 7. It's a great evening. It's only a couple of quid to go and you get nibbles and a glass of wine and soft drinks and coffee and all that and nibbles. Did I mention nibbles?
You did.
And some more nibbles. Mm-hmm. And five great storytellers. It's brilliant. I really love it. It's really good fun.
I think Lisa's done an amazing job about it and it's really interesting to hear how it's developed. And
absolutely. And I'm also looking forward to talking about Lisa. Thursday evening, I'm going to her mum's book launch.
Wow.
I guess. Saw that on Twitter. What's her mum?
Oh, my God. You've got to listen to this. It's amazing.
It's her life story growing up as a Cockney kid in the East End.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really good. And
I can go one better, though.
Yeah.
She's coming on my show in
December.
Oh, is
she? Well,
Aaron and mum.
Eileen, yeah. Is she?
I've got both of them
really?
Coming on my show, yeah. When I was speaking at
asked the women in business when you were there, Nettie.
Yeah.
I was talking to Lisa and I said, yeah, Lisa, how do you think? She went, oh my gosh, my mum's Birkin. I said, I'd love to get you on the show and because I want to talk about stories. Yeah, we want to hear about. Yeah. That's how we connect, isn't it? Yeah. And she went, I don't think mum would come on. And blow me down, mum's coming on.
Of course she is. She's going for it. Is there, Eileen? Come on, Eileen.
This time next year, Rodney.
That'll be the music.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. Brilliant. I can't wait. So it's Thursday this week.
Yeah, so it's, her book launches at the Bexley Heath Marriott this Thursday evening at 6:30. Apparently I'm emceeing it, which is fantastic. And I'm really looking forward to it. And it's really brilliant. And they've got some pearly kings and queens there as well.
Really?
Yeah, it's right the light.
Yeah.
God love us.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Up the apples and pears.
So
down
you
the frog,
won't have a clue.
We'd down the frog and toad.
We'll get you one of those dictionaries.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Pirate to Cockney.
Yeah. Pirate to Cockney translation. Yeah. Ooh-ah,
right.
Frog and toad. Yeah. That kind of thing. Nice one. Good. So, Business Diaries, 7th of December. Be there. I'll be there. It'll be good.
Joanne Frey. You know, you just mentioned about her.
Yeah.
She's put Vanilla Webb have a super show. Looking forward to listening in and catch up in Maidstone Tea Time Thursday. Come and hear GDPR talk. So there you go, at Metro Bank. So there's your shout out, Joe.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Chris Hyde from Chameleogenics.
He's quiet today.
No, he's tweeted and he's obviously listening because he agreed with me about my little rant earlier about the council. And he said, yes, 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 build the process correctly geared to flow and capture exceptions. Runner repeaters and strangers geared up for the normal so it flows. Release capacity to deal with the unusual. It's really simple. You're absolutely right, Chris. Chris specialises in this.
But I suppose the question was, though, is how do we as the end user deal with those problems that they're putting in our face, really, and the energy that we have to expend?
Well now I just post it on Twitter with a rude comment.
What do you think is going to come back from
nothing?
It?
I don't think they'll even
really
read it. Yeah.
Because I've heard some really great stuff where people have complained on Twitter and immediately stuff's happened.
Yeah, it does normally with normal organisations.
I think that says it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And normally an organisation doesn't like to be exposed on public social media because they can't contain what it is that you're saying. And obviously, if you post something like that and then everybody else that suffered it and they all join in, it becomes an avalanche. Mm. So they try and minimise it.
Interesting.
We shall see. We shall see.
We've got Alexi Consulting.
Go for it.
Tweeted us. Mm. Shout out, please, for the Alexi Leadership and Management Development Programme starting January 18. To productivity, to profit, upskilling leaders and managers and happier employees engaged through greater job satisfaction. Contact Linda at alexi.co.uk. Linda, you've put through as in THRU. That's unheard of.
THRU. You don't need to do that anymore. You've got 280 characters. Come on.
She doesn't need to do that anymore. Thanks for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Yes.
We're going to have our mid-show break where we're going to join James in the Channel Radio newsroom. And then after the news and weather and sport and business, we're going to be back and we're going to talk to our very first guest. Our second guest, but our very first guest in the studio, Mr. Neil Page of Horizon Vehicle Leasing and the lovely Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting. So we'll be back shortly. Yeah, she's just arrived.
In body, yeah.
We're going to join James in the newsroom.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.
MPs are to begin analysing the Brexit bill in the House of Commons. They'll go through the document, which converts